So I guess there's three things I want you to go away with, I guess, more than anything, and remember. One is it's the 40th anniversary, and we were the first people to introduce a rotary combine. Nobody else, everybody else was harvesting in a conventional threshing system. So we launched the rotary combine back in 75 with the TR70. Why was it so special and why is it so different to everybody else? It has two rotors. Two rotors allow us to be do two things. We can be far more gentle, we can have more time, we have more separation area, more threshing area, which means our grain quality is second to none. The other thing is when times are tough and it's difficult to thresh, like in hard threshing wheat, we can be more aggressive because we have a bigger separation area, bigger concave area. So the other thing is I want to introduce you to this combine. It's the first class 10 combine in the marketplace. It's a CR1090 elevation. Listen for this. It's 653 horsepower. It's an enormous combine. 16-liter Cursor six-cylinder engine in it, which features our EcoBlue Tier 4B technology. The thing you'll notice about all the three machines here, you have a Class 10, a Class 8, and our Class 7 machine, is the cab. Those of you familiar with the current CR offering and the CX conventional offering, is that we have the best cab in the market to second to none. And we've had the best cab in the market since we launched the machines back in 2001 and 2002. Everything that's happened since then, people have still not caught up to it. What we did for the cab is we sat down with customers all over the world. We did something called a CPD process, customer-driven product definition, where we went and asked them what they liked, what they didn't like, what wound them up, what irritated them, what they couldn't do that they wanted to do. And we pretty much redesigned the cab based on their input and just their input. It wasn't me, it wasn't Brian, it wasn't some engineer deciding that he thought better. We built it based on what they told us they wanted. And you will see that. Those of you who are familiar with the CR, if you jump in the cab, and you will all jump in the cab, you'll notice immediately that it still feels like the cab that you recognize. But it is so much better. It is more space, it has better visibility. For the taller operator, he has more room for his legs. For the shorter operator, shorter ladies often, they're more comfortable in the seat. They can see the head better. We've given the option of two displays. Chris will talk a lot about precision for what more and more information. So we have the option now of two displays, and they can configure those displays completely independently. They can do whatever they like. They can show the same information on both. They can show different information on both. The seats are an incredible wow. Operators sit in the cab, you know, for 12, 14, 16 hours. These seats are second to none. The two top end seats have heating, and also like the top end pickup trucks have air conditioning now. So you're cooled. The operator's cooled in the winter. He has a hot seat in the late fall evenings when he's harvesting the corn. I could go on and on and on, but I want to get you in the cab.